getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
Now, we could sit here and sing this song, but we're not going to. I'm going to fade this down. Because Pete Oldridge is here with me in the studio. So I'm going to bring up your mic. Hi.
Hello.
There you are.
Oh, good.
Oh, there you are. So we're here doing it. We're going to until 6 o'clock, or actually, Bald Boy's not in at 6. I don't know how long you can stay, but we're going to talk about your show coming up this weekend.
All right.
And I bought the stereo 217 Beatle extravaganza set.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Isn't that wild? Isn't that great? I'm so excited. Oh, and I'm hiding some of the CDs over here too. I mean, we have played some stuff from Sgt. Pepper's, but
nice.
I know that you recently did Rubber Soul and Revolver.
Yes, we did.
And I'm sure that was an amazing night.
So much fun.
So much fun.
So much fun.
I'm sure it would be.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you. First of all, Peter is with a band called the Urban Monks, and I played some of your music before.
Oh, thank you.
And I played Complicated Part.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
And you can tell the influence. You can sort of tell there's like the same sort of sensibility. So what I need to ask you first, we need to rewind here.
Sure.
When did you get into music, and when did you first fall in love with the Beatles? Because I'm guessing it was a while back.
It was a while back. I got into music. I mean, I started really loving music when I was maybe 4 or 5. And yeah. I was in the back of my dad's Nissan pickup truck, and he would play Beach Boys and Bruce Springsteen and Born to Run, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And Born in the USA, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I started getting into it then. And then when I was in grade 5, my mom married this guy named Robin, who's my stepfather. And he was really into the Beatles, and I started listening to it at that time. And quickly became like really obsessed with the Beatles. Like by grade 6, I was really a Beatles freak. Yeah.
Even your instrumentation.
Even the
noise that you guys make in the background while you're doing these.
Sure, yeah.
It's like, wow, this sounds like something out of Abbey Road. You know?
That's nice of you to say.
I'm such a hardcore Beatle fanatic myself.
I love your shirt, by the way. For all of you listeners out there, she's got a lovely Rubber Soul shirt on.
I do. Yeah. I have a Rubber Soul shirt on. I was telling the listeners before, too, I used to work in a bar called The Cavern. We all played Beatles music. That's what we did. And then we did Beatles, and then we did like 60s. It was like a 60s, 80s thing, but it was like Beatles, Kings, Stones, all that, you know, all that great stuff. Hollies, not so much Pretty Things, because that's more Southern England. The Who and all that, you know, kind of really good stuff. And we had these t-shirts, and I was going to wear my Cavern t-shirt today, but I couldn't find it.
Oh.
So I thought, bloody hell, I'll just wear my Rubber Soul shirt instead. But there's lots of songs for you to choose from, so you can just hand them over to me
whatever you want.
So we can program the show.
This is fun.
Because I'm also the producer here, so I'm here with the all the stuff.
Okay.
I'm here with the turntable with the Beatles Concerto.
Can we start with Babies in Black?
Yeah, you know what? I almost played that, and I thought, no, I'm going to wait till Peter gets here. Well, I'm legendary in this town for wearing black. A lot of people used to say this was my song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Babies in Black.
Yeah, Babies in Black.
Not because like your lover died and then you were mourning for a long time.
No. Just that I like to wear black.
Oh, okay.
So with that said, let's play Babies in Black on Coral FM.
All right.
And we'll be right back. We're going to do a Beatles set. We'll be right back with Peter Oldridge from the Urban Monks on Coral FM.
Oh, dear, what can I do? Babies in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? She thinks of him and so she dresses in black. And though he'll never come back, she's dressed in black. Oh dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? She thinks only of him, and oh, it's only a whim. She thinks of him. Feeling blue, tell me, oh, what can I do? Oh, how long will it take till she sees the mistake she has made? Dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. What can I do? She thinks of him, and so she dresses in black. And though he'll never come back, she's dressed in black. Oh dear, what can I do? Baby's in black, and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do?
Good.
So that was Babies in Black.
Yeah. You know what I love about it? I like the 3-4 like sea shanty feel. It's really folk sounding, eh?
It is very it's folk really sounding. That's a good observation.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time listening to this stuff, so I think about it a lot. It's a problem, really.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're performing with Numis. Yes. I need to ask you, how did this all... where are my interview questions?
How did it all come about?
Yeah, how did it all come about?
So, we did a show back in November.
Yeah.
And we did the White Album.
You've already done the White Album?
Yeah, we did it back in November with a slightly different group of people. Okay. And it was... and my friend who played that show with me, he invited his professor, Glenn Buhr, to come and see this show.
Yep.
So he came to see it and thought it was really good and said, hey, I do this Numis Festival. Why don't you,
You guys come and perform with us?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So now we're doing the White Album again, but that's not until February.
Yeah, that's right. So I haven't missed it.
No.
Woo-hoo! That's great. Yeah. That is really cool.
Yes, indeed.
I have more questions here for you.
Sure.
Where are they? Oh, right. Well, we should go back to basics. What is Numis? What is Numis?
Okay, so my understanding of Numis, and I hope I'm not, misquoting Glenn, or not misquoting, but misrepresenting what Glenn's all about and what his festival's all about.
Yeah.
But, I think the idea is that it's an avant-garde music festival. Yeah. And he brings in people from all over the place to showcase some of the best stuff that's going on.
Right.
I think that his idea with it being avant-garde was that, like, I mean, you think of the Beatles, you don't think of avant-garde necessarily. You might think of pop, but I mean, really, they were very experimental in what they were doing for their time.
Yeah.
Particularly in the later years, particularly the song that I think we're going to cue next. It's like it's very much like a... an experimentation in format of a song. It's not a standard like A section to a B section to an A section to a B section to a C to an A to a B or whatever. It's really like it goes from one to another to the next without any repetition. So
the Beatles, the chords. I was learning how to play guitar, and of course I can play a little bit of guitar, not very much. But I learned from Beatles songbooks, and it's like, what? Yeah. The chords are not easy.
No.
They're really hard.
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's not just like three chords.
It's not. Oh, you only play
some are, but
It's not. It's like it's E9, E-flat minor. Like there's a lot of Ds and Es and As and variations of that. Yeah. And chords I've never heard of before in my entire life.
Yeah, it's all over.
Just amazing. And that's another reason it lends itself so well to a classical music genre as well.
Yeah,
and new music. Let's play Happiness is a Warm Gun on Coral FM.
All right.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane.
the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots. Lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I'm going down, down to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix, cause I'm going down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Happiness is a warm gun. Happiness is a warm gun, mama. When I hold you in my arm and I feel my finger on your trigger, I know nobody can do.
I know this album so well, off by heart. Yeah. We should let people know too. This is funny. I met Peter. Well, I heard about you before I met you, and I met you from a friend. I heard about you from a friend of mine in Stratford, Lark or Turnbull. Oh,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
She was at the Stratford Beacon Herald, and she was raving about the Urban Monks. And then I went to see you at University of Waterloo, and I thought you guys were great. And then I met you at the, I think, like you came into the video store, I think. Is that how we met?
Yeah, that could have been it. I can't remember if it was either there or if it was in the hall of our building.
Could have been that, too. We live in the same...
Less than 50 meters from each
other. Yeah, we live in the same apartment.
That's true.
Yeah, he lives right across the hall. That's I'm not sure which apartment. I was going to knock on your door this afternoon. I thought, I'm
oh, we
sure.
don't know which one?
Oh, it's 33.
It's 33.
33. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
33 RPM.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm excited about this weekend. I'm excited about Numis. And
I'm glad you're coming. It's going to be a good show.
We played Martha, My Dear. Now, why don't you tell the listeners the story behind Martha in this song for people that don't know?
Okay. Well, what I don't know entirely. What I do know is that Paul had a sheepdog named Martha, and he says that. The title is like Martha is his dog, so
yeah, an old English.
But I don't know. Like, I wonder the rest of the lyrics if they were inspired by anyone in particular. Maybe Linda.
Could be. It could be. Who yeah. knows? He. I don't know. Yeah. That song is a really good example of how classical music fits in with the Beatles.
Definitely. Yeah.
Really, how you really have, good.
Amazing, like orchestral instrumentation with pop music, and it all works.
I think so. We were talking during the break, and I said, you know, this Numis gig for you is like you're either John or Paul. I'm not sure which. Who's your favorite Beatle?
Well,
don't have one.
It's hard to say. I really like John's music probably a little better.
Okay,
probably.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I know I do for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, you were talking to a hardcore Lennon fanatic.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I was telling people I have a Lennon in my office. I have the black and white picture of him with his hands behind his head going like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I can't think of something to write. It's like, oh, I know. I need some inspiration here.
Yeah.
And then I have another picture of him from the Abbey Road phase on the roof in the hallway. So I'm a huge John Lennon fan.
Yeah, he's great. What's your favorite, do you have like a few favorite songs?
I have that question for you, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, I like Yes It Is.
That's a great song.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. Is it? It's there somewhere.
Oh, it's probably
isn't
in
it?
Past Masters here.
Is it? Is it there? Yeah. It's got to be.
Yeah, here.
Yay! That's
do you
one
put
of
that
them.
One on next?
And You Gotta Hide Your Love Away, and Sexy Sadie, and I'm a Loser, which I've already played.
Number 17 on the first disc there.
Number 17. What else? I have some... And meeting Cynthia Lennon for me was a huge thrill.
Yeah,
I got to tell you. I had a Beatles book with me, and she said, oh, well, usually I have to sign pictures of John, you know. But I had a picture of her in a kind of one of those Carnaby Street vinyl, you know, mini ensembles, skirt ensemble things. And she signed it. It was really neat.
Very neat,
so
yeah.
It was very... she's such a nice lady.
That'd be really neat to meet her.
It was. It was part of Beatlerama in 1995 in Toronto. And it was Cynthia Lennon, Alan Williams, who the man who gave the Beatles away, of course.
Yeah.
You know, legendary.
Yeah.
And after meeting him, I can see how that could have happened. And
hope he's not listening.
No, I don't think he is, actually. I don't think he is. Stuart Sutcliffe, Pauline Sutcliffe, actually, Stuart's sister,
yeah,
who still still promotes his art around the world.
Oh, wow.
Louise Harrison, who is George Harrison's
mom.
Or sister. Sister, yeah. I think. Not mom, sister.
I think his mom was Louise, too.
And Louise is, I think she lives in Canada.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, she lived up north somewhere.
Oh, neat.
And Pete Best, one of the first drummers.
No kidding.
Who has come back to Canada a couple of times and done some touring, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's one more. And Cynthia. And that was
it. You remember, have you met Dave, the bass player in our group? Dave Nye?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Okay, so he's... hi, Dave, if you're listening.
Hi, Dave.
Anyways, Dave, he met, what's his name, Alan And no, Andy White. And Andy White was the drummer on Love Me Do. Because you know how like they hired a session musician
come
in, and Ringo, I don't know if you watched the anthology, but during the in like their first recording session, after their audition, George Martin was like, I don't like this Pete Best guy. He's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't cut the mustard. So I'm going to hire this session drummer. So he hired this Andy White guy. And he's like this older Scottish dude now, I guess, and was at this festival that Dave went to. So he met him, which is
pretty cool. Wow. So what did Dave do? I know what I did. I was sitting there. I was totally freaked out.
Yeah.
I was sitting there. It was a panel discussion. And I thought, what can we all speak about that everybody would have something to say about? And I thought, how about the movie Backbeat? Well,
oh, yeah.
I got to tell you. They were they had some opinions, all right. And basically, John's not gay, and we all know for sure. Like, you know, we know, we were there, we lived it. Ask us. Don't, like, ask us. We're right here.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that was really interesting. I'm trying to find. Yes, it is. Oh, there it is. It's 17.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you ever, have you seen that new Philip Norman book? It's like a John Lennon biography.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
No.
Here's my plug. Read that for everyone out there.
Oh, Philip Norman? Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
What's it called?
John Lennon. Maybe just John Lennon.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Or maybe something else. I can't remember.
I almost bought his acoustic. I have his box set, too, and I have John Lennon acoustic, and I thought, we're not going to have time to fit all this music in. Okay. Well, we're going to play Yes, It Is from, this is from the Beatles Past Masters. From the amazing digital Beatles catalog that Pete and I are sitting here with, thanks to Marlon Kempman. I'm going to say your name on the air, Marlon Kempman. There you go.
Because, go, Marlon.
Hey, Marlon. Yeah. So here's Yes It Is on Coral FM. I hope. Oh, God. I hope I pass the audition.
If you were ready. Remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more is true. Yes, it is. Scarlet were the clothes she wore. Everybody knows, sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand, it's true. Yes, it is. It's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But as my bride, yes it is, yes it is, oh yes it is, yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. This is what I said tonight. For red is the color that will make me blue. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is. I could be happy with you by my side if I could forget her. But it's my pride. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. Please don't wear red tonight. I said tonight, for red is the color that will make me blue. In spite of you, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true. Yes, it is, it's true.
That song still brings a throat to my lump, a lump to my throat. I Where do I start? The first single I ever got, this is how old I am, okay? I don't care. when I was living in Luton, I was living in Surrey, and my relatives were living in Luton. And yes, Monty Python made fun of it for a good reason, because there wasn't a hell of a lot going on in Luton. It was like Toledo, Ohio, not Surrey, but just, and I've been to Toledo, I had a gramophone player that my dad got for me, and my first single was Twist and Shout on the Capitol label, with the orange and yellow, and I still have it.
Yeah.
It doesn't play all that well, but played Living Daylights out of it. And then we graduated to, you know, albums. So Rubber Soul was one, and Yellow Submarine was another one. And I was just telling Peter during the break that I just fell in love with the whimsicality of the Beatles, especially John Lennon, because of the way he writes. And I think they were very influenced by, I think he was very influenced by Spike Milligan, the English comic with the Goons, and also Lewis Carroll. That sort of stuff, because of his flow, the way his phrasing, I think. Mm-hmm. Yellow Submarine, I loved. I used to play the flip side of Yellow Submarine all the time. And when I was working at the Cavern, some nights I'd be in a mellow mood and I'd just put it on. And people go, "What the hell is that?" I go, "It's the other side of Yellow Submarine." But you have a favorite. I have two on here, actually. Hey Bulldog is yours. Can you guess what mine is?
Your favorite what?
There's a favorite song on Yellow Submarine that I have.
Is it It's All Too Much?
Nope.
No?
That's a good one, but it's not that.
Pepperland?
Well, that's one, but that's on the, that's on the other side.
Oh, so something on the first side.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The title track?
No.
That's
okay.
All You Need Is Love?
Nope.
I'm missing...
It's whimsical, it's silly, and it's whimsical, and it's got a personality.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, that's can a good I one. Have a little... No, not all together now.
No, no.
There's only together. One song left.
Oh, what did I miss? Think for Yourself?
Nope.
Because isn't that on there? Oh, no, that's on the Yellow Submarine soundtrack.
The other one. This is how well he knows the Beatles, folks. It's amazing.
So
what George.
What did I say? I said It's All Too Much.
Yep.
I said, all together now.
Well, we'll play Hey Bulldog, and I'll let you figure this out.
Okay, thanks.
This is Hey Bulldog on Coral FM with Pete Ulrich, and we're here till 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
he's sitting here singing in the studio. Oh, I love that. I really love Hey Bulldog. That's
yeah,
one of my.
It's so good.
I think I'm not. I don't know if it's somebody's texting me. Go away. It's probably anyway. I think it's the flip side of either All You Need Is Love or Hey Jude.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure which. I'd have to go home and look at my EPs just to make sure.
Look at
don't
the EPs.
Quote me on that. Yeah, look at all my EPs at home.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I want to play. I want to play Only a Northern Song.
Which was the song that I didn't name.
Which was the song that you didn't name. But before I do that, because I know you have to dash off soon.
Well, in a little bit.
In a little bit. Do you want to tell people a little bit more about this weekend, about the show?
Sure.
Okay.
Well.
And Lucas? Lucas is playing sitar and guitar.
Lucas, that's right. Yes. Do you know Lucas?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Lucas Buddha. Who is
this
guy?
It's really funny. He and I have known each other since, well, he would have been 15 or so. And, well, maybe a little before that. Anyways, we went to high school together.
Oh, wow.
And so and he's like an amazing guitar player. Now he's doing his master's in guitar at U of T.
Wow.
So he's a big deal.
Yeah.
And he knows it. anyways, Lucas, he's awesome. But what was I trying to say? Oh, yeah, right, about the show.
Yeah, about the
so,
show.
So for people who don't know what we're doing, it's going to be... We're trying to do everything note for note. So we're doing Sgt. Pepper's and Magical Mystery Tour with a symphony orchestra. So we have 25 players in this orchestra that are going to be backing us up, trying to reproduce all the sounds that you hear on Sgt. Pepper's and Magical Mystery Tour.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. It's kind of a dream come true for me because it's... I mean, I'm playing with such incredible people. My band, the Urban Monks. I'm really pleased with how dedicated they've all been to learning the materials and or the material rather for the show. So it's gonna be a really fun night. Tickets are $35, or if you're a student, you can get rush tickets at the door for $10.
Yeah, and it's a great, it's a good space too.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great.
Have they got it configured a certain way?
I don't know what they're going to do for this one. For Rubber Soul Revolver, we were just sort of toward the back of the stage area, and the way that the Conrad Center is, it's sort of like a pit stage, so
yeah,
everyone's sort of raised above the stage, which is really neat. So for this one, I don't know, we got to cram 30-something people, well, 31, 32 people.
On the stage.
On the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big enough space. It'll be fine, but it's going to be interesting to see how they do it. I'm guessing they'll put orchestra along the back and then us up toward the front.
Wow. Do you, you know, there's different phases that the Beatles went through. Do you guys dress, you know, do you do the 70s thing, the 60s thing, all that
for
kind of stuff?
For the last show, we did white shirts, black pants, black ties, or like mainly I think like black white and gray was sort of our thing.
Yeah,
this time we all kind of have beards right now, but we're all gonna shave and keep the mustache.
Oh yeah,
so just like
the cover,
just like Pepper, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
we're gonna have mustaches, and then there's talk about maybe a big shave party during intermission where we all like shave our mustaches for the second half for Magical Mystery Tour. But there's other little costumey things we might do, but we're not out there to try and look like them, just to sound as much like them as we can. But we're gonna make our wardrobe sort of a nod to the time for sure.
That is very cool.
Yeah, it should
well
be fun.
I'm gonna play It's Only a Northern Song, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna play your favorite Beatles song. So I'll give you a minute
nice.
To think about this.
I got it. It's ready.
You got it and it's ready? Oh, I think I know what it is, but I'll tell you during the break.
Tell me during the break.
For those of you who are just tuning in, and hopefully you've been listening from the beginning, this is Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable through Blue Bubbles. Can you imagine that? Oh, and 100.3 on the analog dial, my favorite. This is Only Northern Song from Yellow Submarine on Coral FM.
Listening to this song, you may think that night. You may think the band are not quite right, but they are. They just play it like that. It doesn't really matter what chords I play, what words I say, or time of day. It is as it's only a known song. Nobody there. And I told you there's no one
there. That's it. It's only a northern song. We were just talking about the whimsicality. I like the whimsicality of the Beatles as well. I really do.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm going to, as I'm queuing as I go, speaking of the Urban Monks for a second.
Yes.
What's new with you guys?
What's new with us? Well, yeah. We've been really, really kept busy doing the rehearsals for these. Like, we're all pretty busy dudes anyways. Like,
yeah, no kidding.
We got one of us in school now. I was in school last year.
Yeah.
And now Ryan, our man on the keyboards, he's in school now. And we all have work, well, other than Dave. Dave is not working right now. But he's working as a musician.
Yeah.
So we're all really busy anyways. And then, so when we're getting together, we normally rehearse once a week or did.
Yeah.
But now with this, we're rehearsing two or three times a week. And it's all focused on these Beatles shows. Because we're doing the whole, like, all eight of the last albums. So it's been a lot of prep for the shows.
That's a lot of, like, with all the different music that we've just heard since you came here,
it's varied for sure.
Yeah, it's varied, and it must be really challenging too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Vocally?
Yeah, for me it's challenging because it's higher than I'm really accustomed to singing. Well, I've been singing this stuff for a long time, but it's higher than I probably should be singing because I'm naturally, I sit at like a baritone kind of range, but so it's pretty challenging. These albums more so than the last, but my voice is really healthy right now, so I think it'll be all right.
It sounds good. It lends itself well to, there's just an essence about you that I got. Actually, the first time I heard the Urban Monks without us even discussing the Beatles, you didn't know me, I didn't know you, and I went, this is very interesting to me. I rather like the phrasing here. I like the instrumentation. It's very interesting.
Oh, thank you.
But I know that you have to rush off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to go.
We'll have to do this again. You know what? We'll do this. We'll do it. We should do this once a year. Do an all Beatles.
Sure. That'd be great. Beatles. I'd love to come in for that kind
of thing. Like a 2-hour Beatles thing. And
I'll bring some of my LPs too. I've got some records we could spin. Yeah, for sure.
We'll do that because we have a turntable here too.
Yeah.
And while you're... I will play the part of the interview I did with Cynthia Lennon, and I will do that when you're in the car.
Excellent, thank you.
Analog.
I appreciate that.
And we're going to play. This is Pete's favorite song. Not what I thought. Actually, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was "I Am the Walrus" or this. Here we go. Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for having me, Carl.
So much, Pete. It was so much fun. I wish you all the best. I'll see you on Friday night.
Great.
On stage. Well, the next time I see you is on stage. And congratulations. Right. And here's Strawberry Fields Forever for Pete Aldridge on Coral FM.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields Forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's alright. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields Forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields Forever. Strawberry Fields Forever. Strawberry Fields Forever.
Mr. Aldridge has now left the building. And we say a fond farewell to our friend Pete.